With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The New York Times is reporting Governor Steve Bullock is poised to run for the U.S. Senate in Montana. Montana Public Radio has not independently confirmed the details. The Times reported that three Democratic officials say Bullock could reverse himself and run for the office in a challenge to incumbent Republican Steve Daines. Bullock ran for the president last year. At the time, he told Montana Public Radio's Sally Mock he'd ruled out the run for the U.S. Senate.
If your presidential race falters, would you consider at some point the Senate race?
No, I wouldn't.
However, the state and national Democrats have continued to pressure the term-limited governor to run. High-ranking Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and former President Barack Obama, met with Bullock in the last month. His entrance into the race would make him the sixth Democrat mounting a challenge to Daines and the likely favorite to win the primary June 2nd. Daines sent out an email to fundraise today asking for donations following the report that Bullock could enter the race. Time is running out for Bullock to announce. The filing deadline is next Monday. A blockage in a sewer pipe led to an overflow of raw sewage near a ski run at Big Sky Resort in southern Montana. The Billings Gazette reported that about 62,500 gallons of sewage seeped into about 4 feet of snow last week. The sewage never reached the middle fork of the West Fork of the Gallatin River, but water samples were taken from the stream above and below the spill for testing. Water district officials say the 15-inch sewer pipe was blocked by debris accumulating on a large stainless steel strap, which was later removed. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality was notified of the spill. Full funding for a federal purse that supports local conservation projects seems to be a step closer to reality. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Nikki Willett reports a bipartisan group of U.S. senators today announced presidential support for a bill to fully and permanently fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund and address the maintenance backlog for the country's national parks.
The Trump administration's proposed budget last month earmarked just shy of $15 million for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That's down 97% from the $495 million Congress approved last year. But in an apparent change of heart this week, the president publicly signaled his support for the fund in a tweet that lauded U.S. Senators Steve Daines of Montana and Cory Gardner of Colorado, both Republicans up for re-election this year. Daines said he and Gardner met with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and President Trump last week to push for the conservation measures.
And in fact, Cory and I both shared pictures from Colorado and Montana. The president was taken aback. There we go. And he was taken aback by the beauty of our states and what the Land and Water Conservation Fund, as well as our national parks, do. And it was a great moment. He committed to doing it.
Montana Senator John Tester, a Democrat, says he's advocated for the fund for a decade and will be an original co-sponsor on the forthcoming legislation.
Because every day that goes by, we're losing ecosystems in this country. These are ecosystems that our kids could enjoy 100 years from now, but will be gone. And once they're gone forever. So getting this to $900 million is quite frankly a no-brainer for the Land and Water Conservation Fund because there are so many places to use those dollars.
Language of the standalone legislation is expected to closely resemble two bills introduced last year. Both had broad bipartisan support in the Senate and House, but stalled. The new bill is expected to authorize $6.5 billion over the next 5 years to address some $12 billion worth of backlog National Park Service maintenance projects. It would also permanently mandate $900 million annually for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which uses tax revenue from offshore oil and gas development to pay for local parks and access to public lands. Daines says he expects the bill to be introduced by the end of the week, with floor action by April. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Willett.
The expanding COVID-19 outbreak has scrubbed Missoula's 17th annual Heart Expo, slated for this weekend at Providence St. Patrick Hospital. The event draws over 1,000 people each year from the Northwest wanting to learn more about cardiac health. Cardiac surgeons, imaging experts, nurses, and researchers from the International Heart Institute of Montana appear at the event to provide demonstrations and lectures on the latest advances in treating heart disease. Providence spokeswoman Joan Hoven says Saturday's Heart Expo was postponed out of, quote, an abundance of caution to our community members, patients, and caregivers surrounding the transmission of coronavirus/COVID-19. End quote. Providence says the expo will be rescheduled at a later date. The Montana Supreme Court has upheld the certification of a class action lawsuit against the city of Billings. The lawsuit claims the city improperly taxed residents by imposing franchise fees on their utility bills from 2010 through 2018. District Judge Gregory Pinsky certified the case as class action, involving up to 35,000 people last April, and the Montana Supreme Court upheld Pinsky's ruling. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.